fucking belong. You know, for now, you're fairly deaf. You're never going to beat me if you keep being this predictable, though. If only you hadn't missed that parry at the end. Then you wouldn't feel the blade of my axe kissing your chest. Fabric torn open from how close I am to cutting your skin. Holding the axe so gently, you feel the cold metal press against your skin. Not enough to cut, just enough to remind you of the damage I could do with this weapon. You were almost difficult this time, pretty elf. Almost is the key word there. Our little back and forth was fun for a while, almost as if we were flirting. But it's time to come back to reality. If you were fighting an enemy, they would exploit that weakness. It wouldn't be good if we were in the middle of a fight and you ended up in this exact position. Pinned between my massive body, my heavy axe, and the unforgiving ground underneath you. There's nowhere for you to run to. There's no way for you to have some grand final escape, because you're pinned down. You're trapped, all vulnerable and helpless, completely at my discretion. Any last words, Elf? Now you know how to put your pride aside and grovel. Where was this beforehand? All those cocky words about how you were going to make me eat shit. That you would never, ever kneel to an orc. I guess they all mean nothing when you're flat on your back and looking up at your maker, huh? Pathetic little elf. This is why orcs have no respect for your fucking kind. Driving us out of these lands from a distance, without any form of decorum? It's funny, because I'm actually fond of you, little one. Your little quips make me laugh. Your boldness makes me smile. I thought you would be different. You came to me, an orc, as an elf, seeking training. You wanted to get stronger. Wanted to fight better, be better than where you came from. Turns out you're just like every other stuck-up, fancy little elf prick, aren't you? Yes, you are, little one. You can lie to your family. You can lie to your friends. Hell, you might even be able to lie to your fucking self. But you won't be able to lie to me. Every emotion can be read clearly. My knee pressed between your thighs, pinning you in place. My axe feels cold against your skin as you look up at me, trying to maintain eye contact, trying to call your own bluff. Turns out that your body can't lie, but your mouth can. Your breathing is shaky as you try to keep that cocky demeanor. You feel the adrenaline pumping through your veins. Your heart starting to race as my blade presses just a bit further into you. A few droplets of blood start to form, staining the torn fabric around it. Red is definitely your color, little one. Now tell me if this is too much. You've always been more of a lover than a fighter, haven't you? What are you doing, little one? Starting to grind yourself against my leg, despite it being the reason you're trapped here? What a curious reaction, Elf. You just can't help yourself, can you? Helpless little whore. Wouldn't know where your own ass was if it wasn't attached to you. I'm not sure how you are even able to accomplish shit when I'm not around. So easily distracted. Fucking typical of an elf. You've probably forgotten about what a dangerous situation you're in. Starting to chase your own pleasure. How selfish of you. How fucking greedy. Should I really be surprised that an elf is behaving without any dignity? Let's face it. Your kind likes to pretend to be better than everyone else, but at the end of the day, you're still drinking the same water as the rest of us, aren't you? You're not as strong as me, little one. You're not as big as me. And you still haven't figured out how to use your dexterity or flexibility to its fullest extent yet. It's why, despite all these weeks of training together, you still haven't gotten to pin me. If you can't pin me, how am I supposed to take you out into the field? How can I trust that you'll be able to fend for yourself? You need to be able to take me, Elf. And not just sexually, but in a fight. Do you really think I'm going to fuck you after a performance like that? Oh, it's a good thing you're pretty, little one. Your hips happily finding a rhythm as you start to feel good. I feel a familiar wetness starting to grow between my thighs. You look so sexy as you rock your hips back and forth, grinding yourself against me. It must feel good since you're starting to make sounds. Do you really think you deserve this? I don't think you do. See, after that little abysmal performance that you gave, you shouldn't come for a week. Maybe you'll be a better fighter if you're frustrated, pent up with some sort of aggression that actually needs to be released. Instead, you're going to be making it up to me. Stop moving your hips, Elf. It wasn't a request, little one. Stop fucking grinding. Good. Now I'm going to move positions so that I can easily slip off my own pants and lay on my back. It's not fair that you're the only one that gets to enjoy yourself, making me do all the work. It's all about me tonight, not you. come, crawl between my legs. It's time for you to take your proper seats. That's it. That's right. Look up at me from between my thick thighs. You look so fucking sexy on your knees, little one. This is how you're going to make it up to me after that horrific sparring match. You need to show me that you deserve to even be in my fucking presence. I didn't have to be nice and take pity on the lonely elf from some random town. But I decided to take a chance on you. Show me that wasn't a fucking mistake, little one. Put that mouth of yours to proper use. Make me come. Did I stutter, little one? I said, fucking lick it. That's better. Was that really so hard? Slowly, elf. You don't want to go too fast right away. I know you're excited. It's not often that I let you set the pace, let alone have this much control. Typically, I think it's too much for you to handle, but tonight is different. I want you to show me that you're capable of something, that you can actually make me fucking proud. Your performance when sparring with me was pitiful at best. I know I've trained you better than that, elf. You've been close to taking me down before, so something must have been on your mind. Was it how your hand grazed my thigh after that first swipe? Or was it how your blade had cut my shirt, exposing parts of my abs? Or maybe, just maybe, it was the first time I threw you on your back and you felt me on top of you, my thick thighs straddling your hips. Now you get to feel those very same thighs on either side of your head, don't you? Yeah. Listen to that happy sound. You love how my orcish pussy tastes, don't you? Would happily spend all day underneath my desk, lapping at my cunt if you could. Always keeping me distracted while I try to do things like budget or make official plans. You feel yourself getting more turned on at the thoughts, as your tongue flicks my clit back and forth. Your own need grows the more you taste me. It's so delicious, isn't it? Like ambrosia directly from the source. Don't need anything else. Not when you have this. Licking up and down both lips, you swap your attention back to my clits, making me feel so good. Oh, yes, little one. That's it. You're getting the hang of it. Just gotta keep your eyes on me and you'll be perfect. Let me see your eyes, elf. Show me how happy you are to finally get a taste of orcish pussy. That's what I like to see. Personally, I think this is what orcs should be doing to domesticate elves in general. After all, I've never seen an elf turn down the chance to fuck. So fucking eager for it. It's why you start to get all turned on while fighting. Our bodies clashing together, breathing heavy, adrenaline pumping. Normally our sessions end with you on your back. Though, I think I prefer this. Watching you do all the work. Keep it up, little one. You want to show me that you're good for something, don't you? If you can't fight, then you can at least fuck. And that's why I should keep you around. Oh, yeah. That's my sweet elf. Oh, you look so good like this. You feel good too, don't you? Using your voice to answer honestly. Not that you could lie with your face buried between my legs, looking up at me. You look so small like this. Just one of my hands is enough to guide your face around. Your tongue dancing around my clit as your own need is ignored. It's getting harder to ignore the more you work my clits. And I know my moans aren't helping either. It's not my fault you're doing a good job. You know, why don't you touch yourself for me, little one? Yeah, that's it. You're going to come with me, elf. I'm going to make sure of it. Touch yourself just a bit faster for me. Yeah, that's it. You don't get to stop licking my pussy just because you get to touch yourself. My pleasure comes first, remember? Tonight is about me. About you proving you have some sort of worth to me. It's not like I want a whore who can't even make me come. What would be the point? You gotta do a good job, little one. Trying your best as you circle my clit with the tip of your tongue. You find yourself swallowing as more slick fills your mouth. Your hands continue to move as you try to keep pace. Trying to not forget about yourself, but also trying to please me at the same time. You look so hot like this. Trying to be the best that you can be. I appreciate it, little one. You're doing good for me, finally putting that mouth of yours to good use. My hips rock against your face as you swallow another mouthful. Moaning as your tongue moves side to side. Your own hips buck into your hands. You feel yourself getting closer the more you taste. You never want to stop, do you? No, fuck. That's my good elf. It seems that your kind is good for something. It's not for fighting or for maid service. It's not even for gardening or animal raising. The only thing an elf is good for is for fucking. Makes sense, considering the delicate nature of elves. So pathetic between my massive thighs. You hold on to what you can as my hips rock back and forth against your face. Grinding my clit against your nose. You feel yourself getting closer. You're going to wait for me, aren't you? Yeah, you know the routine at this point. You're not going to disobey me and come without permission. That only makes things worse for yourself. Instead, you're focusing all your attention on my clit. Worshipping it. Worshipping it with every fiber of your being. You feel my thighs starting to tense around you. Oh, so fucking good. Aren't they, little one? Like that, yeah? Do you see what you do to me, Elf? You're not supposed to have this much of an effect on me. After all, you're just a silly little elf, eating orcish pussy on your knees, masturbating into your own hands. This shouldn't be as hot as it is. Oof. But just look at you, all pathetic with tears streaming down your adorable face. You're so fucking close, aren't you? Oh, what a good little one you're being, taking everything you're given. It won't be much longer now. I'm so fucking close, little one. Just a little bit more. You can do it. You're close, too. Show me how close. Prove to me that you're worth fucking something and make me come, little one. Right there. Oh, yeah, right there. That's... Oh, fuck. I think... Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. And come with me, little one. You've earned it. Come with me, elf. Come with me.
All right. I think I can forgive you for your shitty sparring match. You didn't happen to purposefully lose so that you could be punished, did you? For some reason, I don't believe you. But I guess I'll just have to take your word for it. How are you feeling? Well, I would be more surprised if you weren't tired. We just fought for like an hour, and then you ate me out while masturbating. That's a lot for anyone to do. Even you. You might be part magic, but that doesn't make you invincible, little one. Speaking of which, we both stink. I think we need to hit the showers. We need to get all the dirt and sweat and blood and cum off of each other. And something tells me it will be way more fun if we do it together. Do you want to join me? Then come on up. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, the showers are this way.